Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings. Another Monday arrives. We are here. You are here. It's the first show in August. Man, where did the year go? Man, it just buzzed by here. It's finally the end of summer, almost tour season. I'll be down at the Outer Banks on Wednesday this week. If you happen to be a person who's vacationing out the Outer Banks, you can find me down there hosting a nice pro-am show on every Wednesday night where you see the best of the locals that want to drive. It's a pretty good show. You ought to come down and catch it. So here we are. Summer's going past us. We're into the last part of summer heat. They've been screaming about it all summer. Oh, it's hotter than it's ever been. No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. See, that's the whole thing. The side that says they follow the science won't follow the science when it comes to global warming. Or as they call it now, climate change, because that way they're always correct. See, they said it was going to be a new ice age in the 70s. As a matter of fact, Leonard Nimoy hosted a show called In Search Of, where they spoke of the great ice age ahead of us. And it's really funny if you look at all this. I would much rather face warmer climate than ice age. That's just me. Because, see, with warmer climates, you can do a lot of things. With ice age, not so much. That's my opinion. But, yeah, we're getting ready to fire up the big fall tour season. Get out on the highway, start working. Different town, different night, plowing the highway. It's always interesting. I get to meet a lot of people. I get to see the country and hear different opinions in different locations. And the one thing I've discovered traveling this country is that everything's the same with little differences. I know that sounds stupid, but human nature is the same. It's just there's little differences for areas. And the ability to open your mind to subjects is harder in some places than it is in others. That's what we do here. We discuss. Like I said, I want you to take what I say and go do some research, some actual research from multiple sources, not just one source. Because that one source might be telling you a whole bunch of wrong things. But nobody ever considers that because we grew up in the day and age of sitting down with the nightly news. ABC, NBC, CBS. Those were your nightly news. We didn't have CNN and all these other 24-hour news networks. We got our 6 o'clock news, and then everybody went about their day. And if you look at how the news was reported versus how the news is reported, you can see in the news how much bias they're planting in what they say. And, you know, they're still on the Trump hunt. I replaced witch hunt with Trump hunt because they need that enemy. See, because we just had that Alabama thing. It's really funny to watch people cheering this on is what it's funny. They're cheering on the fact that black and white fought each other. they're cheering on basically what the government wants happening. They want us separated by race. They want us separated by Democrat, Republican. You see, it's much easier to deal with 377 million divided by two than it is to deal with 377 million. And always remember, every single president save one was related to a British monarch. I'm sure that was by accident. I'm sure that was total coincidence, and it just happened that way. I'm sure there was nothing nefarious. There hasn't been a class behind the class. That's what the Great Awakening is. The American idea was a great idea, but it is apparent that there are many things hidden behind the scenes that nobody wants to admit to. I can spell it out for you all day long, but until you're willing to open your eyes and see it, there'll be nothing to see, and you will fall back on your old arguments. And, you know, Trump's corrupt. Was it Trump who said on film and said, fire this guy or you won't get aid? No, that was Joe Biden. Was it Trump who sat there while his crackhead son milked Chinese out of millions of dollars as the big guy? No, that was, again, Biden. But see, you get your news from one source, and so you get screwed up news. I will sit here and go to dozens of sites and look at different stories from different opinions. But see, stories used to be facts. That's what stories were. Now stories are opinions, because nobody will just produce the facts, because you might actually make a choice that's not what they want you to make. They have to write a story so biased that it will turn you biased. Where if you really want to get down to it, you know, oh, you're a Republican. I'm not a Republican. I don't give a shit about a single politician. Politicians are hookers. That's what politicians are. They'll say what you want to hear so they can get your money. What's the difference between that and a hooker? They'll never speak the truth. Like the fact that we've had record tax income, yet we have record debt. Well, that's not my fault. That's the other person's fault who's no longer here. So you just blame somebody else, and then you have no consequences. It's the old deflect maneuver is what it is. But this promises to be an interesting day. I'm about to go scoop up my buddy Herman, if he's available, and be back for some conversations. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll the commercials so we can get some of them out of the way, and you can go get your coffee refreshed and get ready. Get ready for some stuff to come your way. So here we go. First commercial break. Let's get this one out of the way. Be right back.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
we buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Sorry, but we're back. Herman's got an emergency. One he was working on last week. So hopefully he's going to join us here a little later on in the show. But we're going to continue. We're going to continue on. And let's go right down to it. I woke up this morning, and went on Facebook. Again, see, this is one of the things that people fail to understand. Every single thing has a plus and a minus. Every single thing. Facebook is no different. There's all these people, oh, Facebook is a waste of your time. Facebook is blah. Facebook is... No, Facebook is, in my opinion, a great window to the world. Because I have many and varied friends from across the country. And I see their opinions. You know, everybody goes, well, you can't believe everything you see. I know you can't believe everything you see on Facebook, but it is a great idea. It gives you the temperature of stuff, if that makes any sense. And I woke up this morning and saw a bunch of people on my friends list commenting on, is that a small town in Alabama, blah, blah, blah. Okay, they got to keep this garbage alive. Because somebody's actually starting to call it out. And that's what they're talking about. These cities have devolved into cesspits full of just violence. And if you defend yourself, you will be charged because you're supposed to just let them be violent to you. And they take every small event and they try to amplify it to suit their message. And their message is a message of division, which they are allowed to openly say. They can say they're proud of their black heritage, but if you say you're proud of your white heritage, you're instantly a racist. And see, this is a division tactic. Because it's supposed to make one side feel powerless and make the other side feel empowered. When we're both equals, but nobody wants to say that because it's much easier to say you're a victim. Because saying you're a victim and that you can't is the easiest things in the world. I can't do that because of such and such. That's easy. That means it requires no effort to say you can't. Like when I was tasked with a major job this summer of moving and getting things done that had to get done in a very short amount of time, I tackled it, I prioritized it, and then I jumped on it. And I'm still working on it. I should already be on tour, but I'm not. But I'm dealing with it. I'm finishing up everything I can finish up to the point that it can be livable. So the easiest thing would have been to say, we can't do that, and then just don't. Because that's an easy thing to say. Can't is the only word that's true. What do I mean by that? If I say I can't do something, then that's true. It's the only true word. It's the easiest word. Because once you've said it, there's no need to try anything else. I can't. Well, then it's done. And then you can say all the reasons you couldn't do it and back it up and make yourself feel better. Saying I can do it is a statement that requires effort and doesn't guarantee a result. But if you try, you're in a much better position than somebody who just says, I can't. I can is the easiest word in the world. Nobody wants to hear that. Getting things done is the hardest thing in the world to do. It requires effort. It requires you to put forth effort. Saying I can't requires no effort because you've already determined it. I can't. Believe me, there's been many times in my life when I had been down and beaten down and had everything taken away from me and had every agreement broken And I could have just as easily said, I can't, and given up. But I didn't. I fought my way through it. I worked things out. I struggled. I've been homeless for 3 years, folks. I could have quit any one of those days. But guess what I didn't do? I didn't quit. I got up every day. I put the next foot down, and I went down a path that was unsure, untested. And here I am today, nearly 30 years later, making a living at something that I never imagined I'd make a living at, and being what's called a professional comic. But everybody out there wants to claim that title, even though they've done none of the work. They still cling on to their day jobs, because making a living at comedy is a very rough and tumble world. And everybody wants to claim the benefits. Well, you're a comedian. That's so cool. They want to claim that benefit, but they don't want to do the work that it takes to get to that benefit. They would rather just keep their day job and do comedy on the side and claim that they're a comedian, because I know I can show you a dozen people like that. They list on their Facebook page, I'm a professional comedian. No, you're not. Professional means it's your only income. If you're doing it part-time, you're a paid comic, but you're not a professional. And there's a huge difference when you see them on stage. You can spot the ones who do it for a living versus the ones who do it as a part-time job. And they'll claim that they're on the exact same level when they are far from it. But they will not be honest with themselves. It's hard to make a living as a comic. It requires you to do things that most people will never, ever do, ever. They will just, they want the title. Everybody wants the title, but nobody wants to do the work. Everybody wants to be the Olympic star, but nobody wants to do the work. It was a quote I heard this past week, I can't remember where, Usain Bolt, I think it's his name, said, I trained 4 years for 30 seconds. That's a very powerful statement, because that's how he became the fastest man in the world, was through work, effort, sacrifice. Getting up on those days and going out to work out when you didn't want to work out. Getting up on those days when the world around you was falling apart, but you still stayed on mission. There are overnight successes that are handed things. I will give you that. But the vast majority of truly successful people put in years of unseen hard work before they became successful. It's really funny when they look at these successful stars and somebody undercovers, like Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, before he made it famous, was sleeping in his car. That's a sacrifice. Most people will not make a sacrifice. They will say that sacrifice is the reason they can't do that, because they're not willing to put that kind of effort into it. See, that's the security of a day job. As long as you show up and do what you're told that day, your job will be secure. As secure as a job can be that's counting on somebody else. But then when they screw up the company and the company goes bankrupt, look at all the truckers at Yellow Freight. Those people showed up, did their job, just like they should. And the company didn't keep their end of the bargain. And guess who pays for that? The workers. See, that's why I left. I had a day job. I worked for the power company. I was in customer engineering. I made a good paycheck. I had 6 weeks and all that stuff. But here's the thing. I was not happy. And the day that changed me, because I, too, was sold the show up, put your time in, and then you'll have a job and you'll work there all your life, blah, 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 blah. I bought that bullshit. But the day that changed me was there was a guy in construction. He had been with the company since he was 15 years old. He started sweeping the docks at the job. He worked his entire life for the company, went through all their programs, and was a foreman. A foreman making good money. No high school degree, no college degree, but he'd worked his way up inside the company. He had been a loyal company man. Yet the minute that company wanted to cut money, they came to him and said, retire or be fired. When I heard that story and saw what they did to this man, it was at that instant I said, you know what? I don't need to trust my life to people who give zero shits about loyalty. Here is a man who worked his way up in the company, was loyal, did everything he was told, yet they, when they wanted to change it, just said, retire or be fired. Not because he was a bad person. Not, he was the best foreman. He did the jobs that nobody wanted to do. He took all the tough work. He did everything the company asked. He marched the company line. And then the company went, we don't need you. They did not have the same loyalty to him. It is at that moment I realized what a fallacy job security is. You're only secure in your job as long as that company needs you. The loyalty you display to them is not the loyalty they display to you. See, this is where all this, we can't find any workers, comes from. Because people are sick to death of a company that will abuse you, and then the second they don't need you, will kick you to the curb and say goodbye and not lose a moment's sleep over it. Let that sink in. Just let it sink in. See, I got to say this from my dad's company, you know. And again, everything's a plus and minus. DuPont. DuPont and Teflon was the reason that Parkersburg, West Virginia was built. No, it was there before DuPont. Yeah, it was there before DuPont. But DuPont, BorgWarner, Marbon, all those big chemical companies in that valley were the reason that everybody had jobs. But they're also the reason that that little valley is so poisoned, so full of cancer-causing agents, that you can't eat the water out of the Ohio River anymore. Think about that. They're the reason the town really boomed and grew, but they're also the reason that it's now a poisoned cesspool. People go, would you love to move home? No. I know what's in that valley. I know the illnesses and the sicknesses and the cancer that has been caused. I miss it. I miss it the way it was, but it is not that way now. Time marches on. Things change. If you keep living in the past, you'll walk backwards into your future. Learn from it and move on. Don't make those mistakes again. That's how you do it. Don't make the same mistakes twice. Make new ones. But, you know, there's the cacophony of the nattering left. Well, they got Trump this time. How many millions of dollars have we spent trying to get Trump? I'd like to see a total on all the investigations. Because the funny thing is, the investigations turned up that the DNC and Hillary Clinton made up a lie. It showed that the FBI and the CIA backed up that lie. But not a single person involved in that has faced a single charge, yet we have tried to try Trump over and over and over and over and over. And the thing that they're upset with is not that they were lied to, not that all of them were made up, is that they haven't managed to stick something to him. Because the facts prove that he did not any of those things. Or he would have already been in jail. He'd have been in jail for Russian collusion. He'd been in jail for, see, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. They just bring up the point. It doesn't matter that the point was disproven. It doesn't matter that the point bared no fruit. They will still bring it up because they have been involved in the smear that Nancy Pelosi outlined for the whole world to see. Go look up the Nancy Pelosi speech where she said it's called the smear wrap-up. You say something that's not true. You repeat it that it's not true. And then when it's proven that it's not true, the weak-minded people will not remember that it was proven untrue. They will just remember the lie, and they will repeat the lie because they've been programmed that that's the lie. That's what they live on. And they don't have the ability to reason things out and hear the fact that it was brought back and proven to be false. They only remember the initial report. We are in the we are on the downward arc of the United States, folks. You better get used to that. Everything that you used to be able to do because we were successful, now that you browbeat the United States and you tell us, see, I put it to you in a way, maybe you'll get it. You ever had that friend that's all screwed in the head and depressed and all that, and all the people sit around them and try to tell them all the good things while they... depressed person, all they can do is find the bad things. What happens to them? They just spiral down that pit. Well, we have schools teaching the kids that Americans are unfair. We have cool. Yeah, we've done bad things. Everybody's done bad things. So you throw out all the good things? You throw out all the good things? Why not try not to do the bad things again? You know what I'm saying? Why not? Why not learn from them and move on? We have done a very good job of that. The only problem is there are people out there who would rather divide us because it's easier to handle people when they're divided. The sooner you all wake up to the fact that it's the government against the people and not the people against the people, then maybe we could shrink this beast back into its cage. You know, the beast that doesn't have the money to fix bridges but has $110 billion to send to Ukraine to fight a war that their war buddies will profit from heftily. We have the best representatives that money can pay for. And I say that sarcastically because they do not represent us. They represent all of these pharma major businesses, the monopolies that were never supposed to exist. Remember, the last major crash in the world was caused by monopolies. So we outlawed monopolies, and now they're back. And as they get more money, they get more power. As they get more power, they tilt the playing field in their advantage. A small business cannot have an entire department that does everything. All it does is analyze government laws, which they write so litigiously that nobody can figure out what's said, and it's designed to be fought. Because, see, then their buddies make hundreds of dollars an hour to fight something that was deliberately written to be argued about. Rand Paul's dad, Ron Paul, tried to pass a bill that said all laws will be written in plain English, and it was stricken down. Why would that be? Because there's no money in stuff that can't be argued. That's why they write laws the way they write them. You ever tried to read a law? The reason it's so irritating is it says nothing, but it says it eloquently. And that's so a lawyer can go into court and read it one way, and another lawyer can read it another way. I'll give you a prime example of that. I was in divorce court, and we'd been sitting in a room for 2 hours arguing over a document that was written by the attorneys. And one attorney, her attorney would give his opinion on what it said, and my attorney would give his opinion on what it said, and the judge would sit there and try to figure out which opinion was more correct. And then her lawyer tried to make a big point, to which I shut it down. He sat there, did you read this document before you signed it? And I was like, no, I didn't read it. I signed it. Well, you signed something you didn't read? Yeah, I'm trying to become a politician. That's not what I said, but I'm just saying that now. And he made the big deal and then kind of like acted like he had won some point because I signed something I didn't read. And that's when I asked the judge if I could ask a question. And I looked at her lawyer, and I said, did you read this document? And he was like, I most certainly did. I turned to my attorney, and I said, Mike, did you read this document? And he goes, yes, I read it. Then I turned to the judge, and I said, Your Honor, no disrespect, but did you read this document? The judge replied, yes. I then said, so we have two attorneys and a judge all have read the same document. So we've been arguing for over 2 hours on what it says. So if you're trained to understand these documents that you write and none of you can understand it, what makes you think a simple man as myself would understand these documents? That is what I pay my attorney for. He is to read it and tell me what it says and then make a decision whether it's good for me to sign or not to sign. And then I trust him, and that's why I hired him. To which the judge replied, he's got a good point. Laws are written to be argued. Nobody can deny that. The judges and, lawyers will. But they don't write it specifically in plain English that anybody could understand. They write it in the flowery words, legalese, that all have multiple meanings so that you cannot figure out what it says. Whereas, where to, here for, is this person does this on that, said to be, before, blah, blah, blah. That's why I'll never put myself in divorce court again. Never. Because it's a waste of time. It's an absolute waste of time. And then you go in there and get your ass handed to you. That's why aren't men getting married anymore? Well, it's because we got tired of getting our asses handed to us. For every one story you can show me of a woman being, done wrong, I can show you 10,000 men. And then it turns out that the more a state assigns in child support, the more federal money it gets, and the money trail begins. We have a bloated government that has inserted itself into every section of our lives. And their whole goal is to take as much money from us. Explain to me how we have so many multi-millionaires in Washington that arrived in Washington broke, like Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp. If you remember when she first arrived to D.C., she was shocked at the price of places to live, and she couldn't certainly handle that. But now, 6 short years later, she has $23 million in the bank when she arrived basically broke and on $175,000 in the most expensive town in the United States. She rose to be a multi-millionaire. Now, how does that happen? Because everybody in Washington's on the take. Big pharma, big war machine, big business. Remember in the scamdemic? They didn't close Walmart. They didn't close Costco. They didn't close the big chain stores. No, they did not close them. They closed the mom and pop stores. A restaurant owned by an individual was shut down, while Burger King, McDonald's, et al. Continued. Why can you not see that? The government no longer represents the people. The government represents the rich and connected, and they throw you a bone to make you think that they actually give a shit about you. That's the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. All right. Well, we're going to take a break, because we've got that time coming up on us, and we'll be right back.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Drunk, all part of the game.
In this scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
And we're back. Just sitting here looking through the news. And it's disheartening. Because, you know, the whole mainstream press is martyr Don wants jail. And they're all over Donald Trump. Not a single word about the Biden corruption. Not a single word about the Biden shell companies. Not a single word about how corrupt the Biden family is. We forgot the cocaine in the White House. We forgot Burisma. We forgot that his son gets so much money for these shitty paintings. It's all Donald Trump. It's Trump derangement syndrome. They found something that you libs will latch onto, and nothing else matters. It don't matter that gas is over $3 a gallon and rising. When under Trump, it was, in some places, under $1 a gallon. But that had nothing to do with Trump. And the Saudis are now trading in something other than the petrodollar. The real damage being inflicted by Biden is being brushed off on yet another Trump witch hunt. How many millions will this cost? Huh? How many millions has it already cost? You get what I'm saying? When you control the courts and you control everything, I can convict anybody of anything I want to convict them of. But you don't want to talk about that. Why has one man upset you so much? That's a question you need to ask yourself. So you're willing to basically destroy this country to get one man. He's not in office. Why are you so worried about him? Because you're worried because you stole the last election. You're not supposed to say that. That's false. Look, go watch 2,000 Mules. Go watch that. Because if you watch that, you'll figure out just how corrupt that last election was. And see, this is why I am 100% against computer elections. I think that a paper trail is much better than a computer trail. Because you can alter computer trails. You can't alter paper trails. I mean, you could, but it would take so much time to do it. Isn't an election worth the time? I saw somebody the other day saying we're not going to make it to the next election, and I can't say that he's wrong. I really can't. But the question is, are you going to call for it? Or is it only because your guy won that you're not worried? Folks, you gotta figure out what's worth standing up for, and you better do it now. Because once they get digital money and digital cars, and they can control your cars, and you can give you a social credit score like China, we're done. I know what my social credit score will be. I've not followed a single rule set forth by this government over the past 2 years. But they have everybody worked into a frenzy. And you see it every day. They've made you feel so helpless that you're willing to go into a rage over anything. Like just in Florida, two old men, two people that should have known, got in a fight over a parking lot altercation. And one of them's dead, and the other one's facing manslaughter. This whole "you diss me" or all this other shit has got to the point where they're winning. Because see, once they get us fighting amongst ourselves, they'll take all the money, disappear, and put you under martial law, where they can strip you of all your rights under the name of security. And the worst part about it is, you will let them do it. You will let them do it. You get it? You'll let them do it. I don't know what to say. It's got to the point where the people who are going to wake up to this are awake. And the others that are easily led, you can see them. They're all on Facebook today.
Maybe find out your small town. Find out your small town. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just divide, 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 divide. As long as your side is doing the violence, you're for it. Right? It's just frustrating. It's just frustrating to sit here and watch the world spin down the toilet. That is obviously happening. It's funny how these people are. Let's see if I can put it to you this way. They're all upset with a song about try that in a small town that calls out people for doing wrong. They deem it racist. So they are the ones that made the decision that the wrong things that he was speaking of were from the black crowd. He never once said black or thug or anything like that. He called out situations that happened, have happened, and are still happening. And they get all upset about that, and then they crow about a fight that pitted blacks against white. So they're saying that he's saying the small towns are whites against black, and that's wrong, but they're crowing because it's blacks against white. And they can't even see the hypocrisy over it. You get it? As long as my team's the one doing it, it's okay. No. Humanity. See, that's what the word humanity doesn't say black humanity, doesn't say white humanity, doesn't say red humanity. It's humanity because we're all humans. But they feel the need to divide us based on our race. They do. They will divide us based on our race. It's getting disheartening is what it's getting. Because, see, I'm not going to go somewhere else. I'm here. I will make this place my home, and I will do everything I can to improve it and make it a good place to live and make it a good place to raise a family. But something has to be done. This hatred of America being taught in schools is incredible. They are producing the dumbest educated people I've ever seen in my life. It's just, if you don't see it by now, there's nothing I can say that will make you see it. It's funny to watch people slowly waking up. It's funny how a Democrat can say that getting an ID is very hard for black people and that be seen as a bad Republican thing. They basically called an entire group so impoverished and stupid that they can't even get an idea, and that's considered speaking out for the community. Something as simple as obtaining an ID is too much of a stretch for black people. That's what they're saying. And then you go vote for people who are telling you you're so broke and dumb and poor that you can't even get an ID. And you think that's helping you. You see what I'm saying? I don't think black people can't get an ID. I think it's simple. Matter of fact, I'm sure most of them have an ID. But according to the Democratic Party, they're so broke, poor, and destitute and stupid that they don't know how to get one. That I'm the racist. You follow me? Is this making sense? Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. They're splitting us by race. They're splitting us by Democrat, Republican. They're splitting us old versus young. When we should unite to do everything we can to make this country better. And to count on other people for your livelihood is not the smartest thing on the planet Earth. But it's what we're taught. We are taught to go get a job and conform and whatever the job says to do it. See, that again, that's the beauty of a day job. You go there and you don't have to think. You just go there and show up. The person drops this on your desk and said, do this today, and you just go do it. You don't ask why. You don't think a thing about it. You just go do it because you were told. You were told to go do this, and so you go do it. You just go do it. What happened to the brave individuals? Like I said, I've quoted a study, 80% of the people lack the ability to stand on their own and resist a government order even if it's illegal, proven wholeheartedly by the COVID. When 76% of America took an experimental poison. And all those people now are facing regret. Facing regret. Think about it, folks. I'll tell you one thing. I don't regret not taking it. I had the Rona for a couple of days. That was it. It was nothing more than a common cold. The data told you that. The early data told you that. But again, we're not, you can't think critically anymore. Groupthink is one of the most dangerous things on the planet Earth. We have gotten to the place we have gotten to because nobody wants to stand up and everybody wants to just follow. And now these monopolies have bought all of your representatives, save a few. And are leading us down a toilet bowl. See, that's what's funny is Donald Trump was supposed to be this radical. Yet when asked what he would do with the Ukraine war, he very bluntly put it, it doesn't matter. He just wants it to stop. So, how's it? The only persons winning in the war in Ukraine are the military corporations. Russia's losing. Ukraine's losing. We're losing. We've lost $100 billion over there that nobody has to account for. And just remember that when you do your taxes, that you have to have a receipt for $5.56 spent at a meal, but Ukraine doesn't have to supply a single receipt for $110 billion. Figure that one out. Try and figure that one out. You are responsible down to the penny on your taxes, yet a foreign country is not responsible for tracking $110 billion, with a B, not even million, billion. But that's okay. So let's roll over and hear the news and take a look here. See what's going on in the news. The news is such a joke. And it's really funny. Conservatives delight in U.S. women's ouster from the World Cup, making it sound like it's the conservatives are evil. Not that they are a bunch of privileged bitches that can't even acknowledge the country that gave them the privilege. This Megan Rapinoe with her green hair. I'm going to tell you what, folks. If you see a girl coloring her hair green, pink, or whatever, stay away. Stay away. Just stay away. We are taught to hate the country we live in. And when you go along with that and you look around and you see the country going down the toilet, you've got a part in that. Well, we're going to get this other break out of the way. It looks like Herman's not going to be able to probably join us. So I'm going to play some commercials and we'll do the last 20 minutes and be on our way, and you can go about your day.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete to the Corinthians, heart to my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208, crafty fellow that I am. I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place, with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface Is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
And we're back. Back to the final segment. I have to admit, there are days when I get tired of this. I keep hoping that things will go back to where people could be individuals. But it is one group against another group. It's sad. We, when I was younger, were Americans first. You know, whether that was part of the mass mob or what do you want to call it, we were Americans first. We were always proud. That means you overlooked the bad things you did. No, it means we were proud. It's okay to be. Look, nobody is perfect. There is not a single solitary person on the planet Earth that's perfect. So even the people you cheer for have downfalls and skeletons in their closets. But we're not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We take every molehill and we turn it into a mountain. We pit this group against that group. And you can see who willingly plays along with it. It's the same person that, if you displayed that behavior to them, would call you a racist. But their actions are not racist because they're the minority. And since they have no power, they can't be racist. This is the dumbest statement ever made. Racism does not require power. Racism requires stupidity. Let that one sink in. Let me see here. There's a story. Trucking firm that got $700 million. Is this the, yep. 3 years after receiving $700 million in pandemic-era lifeline from the federal government, is going bankrupt. And the top people got their salaries, but the truckers got the door. There's no, nobody's going to pay anything for that mistake. Nobody's going to lose their job other than the people in the bottom, because the big CEOs will prance off to another company and make millions of dollars where people make 15 to sweep a floor. Again, I do not want government intervention. I want the people to look at these companies and go, why am I supporting you? Why can't I support that local small guy? Why are there monopolies allowed to operate coast to coast? Do you realize how much better this country would be if we actually stuck with the monopoly rule? So in other words, instead of having a McDonald's franchise, a Burger King franchise, a Pizza Hut, you had individual businesses employing local people, and none of the money was sent off to a corporate office somewhere else. But they used the scale and size to dominate, to get deals that the other people couldn't get. It's free market. I got it. But it's free market until the market tries to control the market. And these big companies with their big budgets can control the government, and then the government makes everything so hard. See, that's what you keep hearing the stories about, the power grid shortage. I worked at the power company. A lot of the shortage comes from you can't build anything major anymore. Every project starts with some $1 million, like, survey to see if there's any endangered animals or anything there. Who can come up with $1 million to start something from nothing? You see what I'm saying? They're pricing everybody small out of the market with all these laws and regulations and things, paperwork. Until you sit here and the only people that can do things are the rich elite. Again, I want the government not to write another bill. I want the government to get out of the way. Is there need for business-like regulations? Because you're sitting there going, I can hear you. If you don't regulate it, there's need for regulations. I got that. But do we need how much we have? See, that's the point. When you reach the point of absurdity, which is where we are, the only people who can play that game are the people with money. Like, just to get a food cart in Virginia Beach, you know, the cost of the cart, the cost of all of the permits and regulations and what have you not, when well over half of them are not needed. But when your job requires you to create new things so that you have job security, you get what we have now. And that doesn't even guarantee safety. Look at the FDA. That's supposed to be there for the American public to make them safer. But they have approved so many poisonous, dangerous things as to totally ruin their credibility. Yet, because they're part of the government and people believe in the government, people believe the BS they're told. Has the government made things better? Yes. Has the government made things worse? Yes. Both are true. Both are true. And the bigger the government has gotten, the worse it has gotten at serving the people. It serves the special interests that pump millions of dollars into their pockets. And then they leave the government and take a sweetheart job making millions, job, air quotes. It's the payback. Right in your face, but they call it a job. A job that they don't have to attend. A job that they can just take vacations from. Don't you wish you had a job like that? Don't you wish you had a job that made $10 million a year and you didn't have to be there every day? That's what a lot of them have. Do you see what I'm saying? And they pit us against each other while they got each other's backs. You don't hear the rich speaking out against the rich, and if they do, like Elon Musk did, then he's ostracized. He's a racist. He's a bigot. He's a homophobe. He's a xenophobe. He's everything bad. The man that was once the liberal darling with his electric car is now everything bad in just a matter of a couple years because he spoke out against the groupthink. Have you ever sat down and watched movies like Demolition Man and watched it today? See, when I watched it when it first came out years ago and went to the theater to see it, it was a ridiculous caricature of America. And now, years later, it is actually how America is, where words are offensive and nobody touches each other for fear of getting something, where all men are turned into big, fat, moo-moo-wearing people, scared of their own shadows. See, it's important to destroy your male population because in the event of the people needing to stand up, it will be the males doing it. I saw a video the other day. That woman, the redheaded chick that everybody hates now because she's out there saying stuff that's completely different than what everybody else is saying. And she said, women cannot defend themselves against men, and she's right. If they have a gun, they got a chance. But once they're out of bullets, nah. The strength of guys is so put down, but it's the strength of men that build a lot of things. But we had to turn it into something they, the patriarchy. The patriarchy. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You better figure something out. You better figure something out because things are going to get crazy. Things are going to get crazy. And if you ain't ready for it, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked. But don't dare speak the truth. You can only speak the truth you're allowed to speak. That's not misinformation. And I watched the hearings where they asked, who determines what's misinformation? And they wouldn't answer that. Because what's misinformation depends on who you ask. It depends on who you ask. And everything that was deemed misinformation has turned out to be true. Because a government cannot be the arbitrator of truth, because then the government can do anything it wants and declare what it's doing to be good, and then you will just accept it. Putting the power in a few people's hands never has and never will end up good. It'll always end up the same way. Bad. Our founders tried to found a country where people could say things out in public that were unpopular, and that's what starts a conversation. And now we limit what's popular, and we go straight to what you're allowed to say. And if you say anything outside of that, we will call you names, we will belittle you, and we will stuff you in a corner. Folks, it's time to start feeling good about America again. It's time to quit feeling helpless. It's time to stand up, go vote, and make a difference. And if you won't do that, then you will be handed a shit sandwich and you will be forced to eat it. But always remember this, the folks with more bread will eat less shit, if you know what I mean. Sorry, I was kind of in a weird mood today and not real ranty. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going out on the road soon, so we will start broadcasting from different locations. But as always, if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10. And go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.